Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are live and local here until 3 p.m. Every Monday, you can catch me here at Capitol Ale House recapping all of the action from the weekend. And it felt like it was a quiet sports weekend until Sunday night with that bomb that the Washington Nationals ownership group moving on from both Davey Martinez and General Manager, President of Baseball Operations, Mike Grizzo. Two World Series champions who I will always love them and respect them for the work they did in 2019. I mean, that was one of the most fun seasons of all time. I have unbelievable vivid memories from going to the bullpen. I got to go to a World Series game. Now we lost that one, just like we lost every home game and we won four on the road. But I went to a World Series game. Like, that is like, that's bucket list. And the only reason that happened was because Juan Soto, Davey Martinez, and Mike Rizzo. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. We got Stubb running the ones and twos behind the glass, and Biff is our intern for the summer. Hope you guys had a good weekend, but that news shocked me on Sunday night. And I mean, it changed the game plan. It changed the outline, Stubb, completely when you saw that news. My goodness, that was kind of wild.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of one or the other talk, so both at this time is kind of shocking to basically everyone.
Right. I mean, I wanted it to be Davey Martinez getting fired, and there's a lot of people that kind of have this take now, it's floating around social media, that Rizzo said, you can't fire him without firing me, I'm sticking with my guy, and he had this amazing loyalty. I disagree with that. I don't think that's how this played out. To me, it was more Martinez deserved to be fired, Rizzo didn't deserve to have his contract extended. Does he deserve to get fired? I don't think so. Did he deserve to have his contract extended? Not really, when the team's in last place and your young talent that you're developing hasn't popped like you needed to. Was Biff surprised by this news at all last night of Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez out of a job?
Biff was surprised. I was more upset with the ownership, to be honest with you. So I always wanted the ownership to change, but obviously that's a hard thing to do. We all know, especially as Commanders fans, that a bad owner can really wreck a team. But I was never on the fire Rizzo, so I wasn't surprised when Martinez got fired. But then you said that Rizzo got fired. I said they both got fired. Which doesn't make sense to me, because I get wanting to rebuild, but now you're really like starting something new. And so I think I agree with you. I think they will find somebody in that franchise to stick with the Nats. So it's not like a complete rebuild. But I was definitely very surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked. But I think all of us saw this coming. The Nats are 37-53, last place. a brutal stretch in June, and then you're swept by Boston. July has not been a good start. They were outscored 21-5 over the weekend. Defensive issues, offensive inconsistency. My goodness, you could go on and on about the bullpen. The young guys at the plate were good, Abrams and Wood. What about the rest of the guys, right? And then you had one good pitcher in Mackenzie Gore, and it kind of felt like the rebuild stalled. Mm-hmm. To me, that was the ownership group not spending the money. And we talked about this like at the start of the season, but like, who are we supposed to get that veteran bat from? And if you're telling me it's Josh Bell, I'm going to tell you to go to hell, all right? Because he's not the answer. He's not the answer. He's a good piece, right? He's not like a veteran leader. Nobody would tell you that about Josh Bell, you know. And I also sound like a broken record, keep going back and saying, we needed an Adam LaRoche. We needed a Jason Wirth. But those guys meant so much to the team 10 years ago that I think people understand what I'm saying. Like, Jason Wirth wasn't on the World Series championship team. But the reason that they were contenders 5 years in a row before that was because of Jason Wirth. Right? And so it was like, you look at this year's roster, and there's a bunch of young guys and a bunch of, you know, veterans. They're kind of over the hill. It was not a good roster that was put together. And so maybe that is blame on Mike Rizzo. To me, that goes above Rizzo, to the ownership group. They didn't want to spend the money to get the talent here. I mean, there were all these rumors. I remember when we had the baseball winter meetings, Grant Paulson was getting me fired up every day saying Washington Nationals interested in this guy, interested in that guy. They never actually pulled the trigger on one of these high prospects that would have cost a lot of money in free agency because they didn't have the ownership group willing to spend. I think that's one of the biggest things it came down to. And so I really think that the what happens next is really up in the air. So Mike DiBartolo is the club's senior VP, assistant GM. He's now stepping in as the interim GM. Responsible for the draft next Sunday. I think we're going to hear DiBartolo keep that job. That's unfortunately my take on that. Is DiBartolo is going to take the job. Who is going to be the manager? Well, there's Miguel Cairo. There's a few other candidates that are on the, you know, part of the organization with the minors. I think they're going to give it to one of the minor league coaches. I really do. I don't see them. Like, why would they not spend money in free agency and then in the middle of a terrible season fire their coaches and then go all in next year? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So here's what I think. I think what they noticed was this rebuild, it's not coming to an end anytime soon, right? The hope was next season could be the playoff push. I think if you watch this season, you saw that's not happening. So you're not going to go into next season with Martinez. And they felt like they gave Rizzo enough time. Even though Rizzo, and I'm Team Rizzo here, Team Riz, probably will feel like the ownership group didn't spend enough. And that's why I keep going back to my original take. It felt like watching the Nationals this year that David Martinez and Mike Rizzo were one team and the front office ownership group was another team. And they were playing against each other. And that's why we saw this team suck for most of this season. And there were a few bright spots, but the inconsistency issues are what makes me feel like this was a Davey Martinez issue. Like, the manager should make sure that there's more professionalism in the locker room and that these young guys are more consistent at the plate. And, you know, I got to go back to some of the interviews I heard today with on the Junkies, Chelsea Janes and Barry Sferlugo. I felt like everything they said just made perfect sense in terms of why this move happened right now. The ownership group was not on the same page with Rizzo and Martinez. Let's take a listen to Barry Sferlugo on the sense of urgency that he noticed this team did not have in training camp. Barry Sferlugo on the Junkies today talking about the sense of urgency. Let's take a listen.
You know, they've had this kind of half-in, half-out thing for a while, and even though Mark Lerner sat down with me at spring training and said, you know, we feel like we're going to run this for the foreseeable future. It didn't feel, and it doesn't feel until last night, aggressive. Like, how can we make this better? What are we doing that's good? What are we doing that needs improvement? What people do we have in place and positions that we don't have in place should we thinking about should we be thinking about? So it just was like, it felt like kind of a malaise, and this move is a chance to change that and not just shuffle the deck, but really dive in and think about what have we not committed to that would help
build out a championship roster. I look, if the learners feel like this is going to take the pressure off of them, I think they're mistaken. I think that's completely wrong. I think the line of fire is now on them. I think the hot seat is now on them. I think that everybody that's in the fan base is going to train their guns now on the learners, on this ownership group. Make a move. Prove to us that you're all in. Or sell the franchise. Please, if you're not committed to making this a winning organization, a major market organization, and sell the franchise to someone that will. Because we need to see a change. Because it was so much fun when they came back to the nation's capital and they were bad for the first 5 or 6 years. And then that changed when they brought in Mike Rizzo. And I mean, I could tell you from like 2011 to 2019, when they won it all, it was like worth watching every single game. It was worth following the stories. It was worth following along with the young names as they grew into the roster and really became, you know, major leaguers. The last 5 years, it's been awful. It really has been. And you look around the league and you see guys have success. I mean, it drives me crazy. You see, like, Lucas Giolito with an amazing outing. He was on our roster, right? Trey Turner with a great game. He was on our roster. Kyle Schwarber, Juan Soto, Bryce Harper. Like, these were guys that were on our team and I fell in love with, and they're not here anymore. And so I need the ownership group to commit and say, look, the next Bryce Harper that we get, the next James Juan Soto that we get, if it's James Wood, he's going to be a National for his entire career. And that only happens if they're willing to spend the money. And I'm talking about big money. Big, big money. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105, 1FM.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Watching a little Wimbledon action on ESPN. American Emma Navarro down early in her matchup right now. She's trying to reach the quarterfinals. American Ben Shelton is one set away from getting to the quarterfinals. Be awesome to have two American males in the quarterfinals after Taylor Fritz inked his name into the quarterfinals yesterday after knocking his opponent out early, forced to retire due to an injury. But we're all kind of reacting to the news, major news in Major League Baseball with the Washington Nationals ownership group moving on from both Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. Joining us right now to make sense of it all on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, our buddy Ryan Clary from Locked On Nationals, the podcast. What's going on, Clary?
Adam, how are you, my friend? It's been a long day. It's been a long day.
It's been a long 2 days, actually, yeah, when you consider the news broke last night. I immediately shot you a text. I said, I need the host of Locked On Nationals, the podcast, to come out with an emergency pod. I always see, you know, the boys, JP and his crew, come out with these emergency pods. And when VCU announced a new coach, me and my boys were like, we need an emergency pod. Why don't you give us an abbreviated version of the emergency pod by Ryan Clary after the news yesterday?
So the two big firings, obviously, is President Mike Rizzo and the manager, Davey Martinez. Let's start off with Davey real quick, because I think this was a no-brainer. I do believe that the timing of this was maybe a little weird. Like, they probably should have done this a month ago when he came out with those comments and threw the players under the bus, and he took the backs of the coaches. And Davey Martinez, for me, World Series champion, wish him luck. It was time to go. Now let's get to Mike Rizzo, because this is the big story in town. Mike Rizzo is a legend. Mike Rizzo is really all we have known picking talent here in D.C. Yep. And I love Mike Rizzo. I think he's a great GM. I think he's a great executive. But let's be honest, the game has passed him by. I think Mike Rizzo is a great executive. He is not for what the Nationals need at this point in time. And I think this is a point that I've been trying to get across for quite some time. The Lerner ownership group, they have operated as if they are a small market team. This is not a small market city. This is a top 10 market in baseball. The Nationals throughout the 2010s, that's the way that they operated. They operated as if they were a top 10 market. They spent the money. That's where Mike Rizzo is good. Where the direction of this team is going is that they are trying to draft and they need to develop talent. Unfortunately, that's not Mike Rizzo's cup of tea. That's not what he was brought here to do. He was brought here to, obviously develop some talent, make some savvy moves, which he did throughout the years. But right now, I believe that the game has kind of passed him by a little bit. He's not that young, smart mind that he was back in 2009 when he was named the GM. I like Mike Rizzo. He's a legend. But I don't think it's that crazy to move off him at this point, because there's plenty of blame to go around, and it starts with ownership, but far behind that, I guess you could say it is Mike Rizzo in the second spot.
I kind of think Mike Rizzo will be a World Series champion again before the Washington Nationals. I understand what you're saying if this is operating like a mid-major market. That's my issue, Ryan. I'm upset with ownership group, and I don't think that you can blame anybody else but the ownership group. And I think if they spent more money than Mike Rizzo, you wouldn't be saying the game passed him by at all if they spent money on the players that he wanted. I mean, Grant Paulson told me about 8 different names that I was getting fired up for this past offseason. I think 0 of them got signed because the ownership group didn't spend any money. So how is things going to change from their perspective?
Well, okay, so things from the ownership perspective, they may or may not change. They, in fact, if I were to bet on it today, things would not change at all.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, can I tell you my take? And my take is this, and you're way more informed than me. I think they're going to hire within, from the GM to the manager. They're going to take the cheap route. It's going to be a guy that was just in the minors here in Washington, or a guy that was in that front office under Mike Rizzo. I don't think they're going to go on some national search and spend a lot of money to replace these guys. Am I wrong?
I mean, if you are right, then we have a whole other issue, because I think that would be a total epic failure. But I don't believe that they will. Like, are they going to go out and get the biggest, most sexiest name out there? Maybe not. But I think that this team needs a new head of operations. I believe that this team needs a fresh voice in that building. I'm not saying it's going to fix everything, because, again, we all know that the ownership is an issue. But also, with that in mind, Mike Rizzo was a little bit of an issue. Think about the past drafts and the guys that they had, the talent that they have had in this building. And you might say, like, well, what talent? That's up to Mike Rizzo. He has to make those decisions. Was he given the resources to do that? We could talk about that. That's an ownership issue. But also, the knock on Mike Rizzo for the last few seasons is that he is not an analytical guy. If you look at baseball today, it is all analytics. The Dodgers, they do it great. Obviously, they spend a ton of money, but also they develop really well. Teams like the Tampa Bay Rays, they don't spend any money, but lo and behold, they're still a good team. They still have a great farm system. And yeah, have they not won a World Series? Sure, they have not, but still, they've been competitive. And for a small market team that does not spend, they've been all right. I look at a team even like the Oakland A's. I think the Oakland A's, they are a disaster. We can all realize that, but also they've got some young talent. They do invest in analytics. So, yeah, the ownership group, they're going to have to start investing, whether it be in free agency again or it be in the analytics. But I'm not here for the Mike Rizzo discussion. Like, Mike Rizzo was a great executive. I think he still could be a great executive. But for where the Nationals are right now, this is not your guy moving forward. You're operating as if you're a smaller market team. Then, with that in mind, you've got to get a young analytical guy in this building, someone fresh from a new organization outside of the building, come in here and change things up, and hopefully we can start to see some more talent come through the doors like Brady House and James Wood and guys like that, and you don't have to just go out and spend $300 million, or actually they've never done that, but still, you understand the point. You need to get talent in this building, and I think ultimately Mike Rizzo, he's the head of operations, it's going to fall on him, and he had to do better, and he did not over the last few seasons.
I kind of think that Rizzo should have fired Davey Martinez, and maybe that is one of the reasons why he is out of a job today. Ryan Clary with us here on the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, host of Locked On Nationals, the podcast. We can argue takes back and forth. Let's talk about the future of this team here, and they've got a number one overall pick. Who's that going to be?
I think right now it's probably going to be Ethan Holliday. Like, my mind changed because of what happened yesterday, firing Rizzo and Davey Martinez. Like, there's a total overhaul. So at that point, like, you're acknowledging that this is a rebuild. You're going to have new voices in this building, and you just got to go and get the potential best player out there. And I think that's Ethan Holliday at this point. Ethan Holliday has the potential to be an all-star, silver slugger kind of guy who could hit 30, 35 home runs at a premier position defensively. I think Ethan Holliday right now should be the no-brainer pick. But if you think that Cade Anderson, the pitcher from LSU, left-handed southpaw there, if you think he's going to be the best player out of this draft, then you take him. At this point in time, you have to take the best player available. Simple as that. If Mike Rizzo was here, maybe things would be a little bit different, but I believe you got to take the best player available, and I think that's Ethan Holliday at this point.
I'm not against selecting a pitcher out of LSU after what I've seen from Paul Skeens. Ryan, you're the one that told me before this season this rebuild was supposed to come to an end next season, right? This was the year they were supposed to win 75 or higher, and the next year was supposed to get to the postseason. Well, so how much longer now, because I think the rebuild's kind of starting all over again, how much longer until this team gets into the postseason?
I mean, here's the thing. Let's just say ownership spends this offseason. I don't think they will, but let's just say they do. Let's say they go get a premier bat, and let's say they add a premier arm in free agency. I think that you could potentially sniff the wild card next season, but I don't think they're going to do that.
Right. So if they're not going to spend, they're going to operate like it's mid-market, and that's what mid-major market. That's why they fired Rizzo. So you have to take the mindset that they're going to operate this like they're the Tampa Bay Rays, like they're one of these smaller teams. So what do they do if they're not spending money? They're not going to have a big bat next year.
Then, yeah, I mean, I think this is going to take 2+ years then until we're talking about a potential postseason team again. And I look at a team like the Tigers. They're a mid-major market. They did spend some the past few seasons that obviously helped them, but they didn't open up a massive checkbook. They've opened up more money than what the Nationals have. But if you do spend let's say, $100 million on a bat, a left fielder, whoever it is, name the player out there. I don't expect them to land a Kyle Tucker who's going to get like $400+ million at this point. But if you operate as if the Tigers, like 2 years ago, they totally overhauled their baseball operations. They kept A.J. Hinch, formerly of the Houston Astros. And with that in mind, all of a sudden, they're the best team in baseball. I don't think the Nationals will get to that point because, again, that doesn't really happen too often, but that should be the model for the Washington Nationals. You have the change of leadership in the front office, and 2 years later, all of a sudden, your organization is stockpiled with young talent in the farm system. You've got a lot of young draft picks that are making their debuts, doing really well with them, and they're a young, up-and-coming team, and all of a sudden, you then look at ownership and say, it's time to spend. That's what they did this offseason. They made a postseason run last year. Now they're the best team in baseball at this point. I think you look at the Tigers and say, this is how we should do it. Get someone young, fresh in the building, and then let's build from there, and hopefully ownership will follow, and maybe they'll start spending some money a little bit more.
So, Ryan, in conclusion, the move last night from the ownership group, the Washington Nationals, getting rid of Rizzo and Davey Martinez, says to the fan base, the rebuild failed. We got to start over, right?
I mean, I think that a little bit of that, yes. Like, I do think that that's a tough question, actually. I think it's a really good question. I think it just kind of shows them that we need a new message. Like, we need someone new in this building, because while there are guys like James Wood and C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore, like, those three guys have all been all-stars at this point in time, and they're great. But again, if you don't have Juan Soto to trade, then you don't have any of those guys. So you have to look at the guys that we developed. So does it say that the rebuild failed? Not necessarily. It just shows that we are headed in a different direction. Mike Rizzo is not this analytical genius that you see with other GMs across baseball now. And I just kind of think that the message is clear from ownership. They need a new sense of direction with this team. And I think they feel as if that they're going to have their options open this offseason, and hopefully they'll have the pick of the litter, and some smart, bright, young GM comes in town and they start to develop talent. They use analytics wisely, and maybe in a few years we'll be talking about another really good team here in D.C.
Yeah, I think my only conclusion I would push back at you is, well, Ryan, they're not going to spend the money. So why would a young GM that's probably going to get other offers choose Washington? That's why I think they're going to end up with somebody that wasn't going to get other jobs or hiring from within.
And you're right, but then you look at a team like the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, they're not the best organization in baseball. They have a terrible ownership group, yet they still develop talent. Their ownership group is constantly spending 29th or 30th in payrolls, yet they still have had really successful teams over the last few seasons, and they have a loaded farm system. So, like, yeah, while ownership not spending, it is an absolute issue. You have to spend in order to win games. But to be as bad as the Nationals have been these past few seasons, like, yeah, obviously some of it is not spending in free agency, but also look at the farm system. It's a bad farm system, and right now you have Travis Sikora, Harlene Susana, one of those guys, again, comes from the Juan Soto trade. You don't really have that much talent at this point, and that is on Mike Rizzo. That is who I blame at this point. Is it all on him? Absolutely not. I blame mostly the ownership. But Mike Rizzo does deserve a cut of that pie, and I think he's getting it, and hopefully we have some success moving forward. And we can talk about ownership all day, but, I mean, they're an issue. We've known they're an issue. And that needs to change also. But unfortunately, we can't do that right now. We can't force them to sell. So that's where we are.
Mike Rizzo said, I navigated that ownership group for 20 years. What do you think he meant by that?
Oh, I mean,
he meant they suck. That's as simple as that, right?
I mean, I do think that was a nice way of saying,
He said, you guys thought you liked, you thought you hated Dan Snyder? Meet the learners. Welcome to DC.
Let's not do that. They're not Dan Snyder. But yeah, I mean, I think you kind of hit it there. I think that it was kind of his nice way of saying this ownership sucks and they are checked out. And I think this is something that a lot of the fans know at this point. It's been pretty evident, pretty clear that they have not been all in. They floated a sale a few years ago. Then a year later, they're like, no, we're not going to sell. This past offseason, they're like, yeah, we're going to be all in. We're just waiting for Mike Rizzo to tell us when to spend money. I don't think that was the case. I think that they're operating as if the way that they are operating, which is a small market team at this point, and it's wrong. It's not what they should do. But also, if you're operating as a small market team, Mike Rizzo is not a small market GM. That's not been his forte for the last couple seasons now. So you just have to get a new voice in here, and it sucks. I think Mike Rizzo could still be a great GM somewhere else. It's just not going to be here, and I think it's a fair decision to make.
Ryan, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. Make sure you tell Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye that Adam Epstein told you Mike Rizzo will win a World Series again before the Washington Nationals.
Okay, I'll let them know, Adam. I always appreciate it.
I'll be listening from 3 to 6 on The Fan. That's Ryan Clary. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Time for the Commanders' Corner here on AWOD Radio. So the Washington Commanders are unveiling a new alternate uniform that will be worn this season during the 2025 season. Fans won't have to wait long. It is scheduled to be released on Wednesday, July 9th. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We got Stubb running the ones and twos. Biff, our intern for the summer, is a diehard Commanders fan just like myself. This is AWOD Radio. We're broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck, and we had a member of the AWOD Army, a listener of the show, stop by. And Robert, you wanted to ask me a question about the jerseys.
Yes, I'm excited about their jersey release, and I'm thinking they're going to throw some history in that, have the spear or the old R from the 1970s. Have you heard anything about that?
So I do think that there will be a spear. I keep wanting to say sphere. A spear aspect of it. But I just wonder how many people care about that. You obviously care about that. Stubb, Biff in the production studio running the ones and twos. Do you think if they get this right, people will go out and buy the new jerseys? I think they might never have an opportunity like this again. People are ready to spend money after you make it to the conference championship game.
Honestly, I think right now people will buy anything that says the team, like says Jaden Daniels on it at least.
Yeah.
I think the excitement is so high that they could really fumble the look, and a lot of people would be wearing it around Richmond.
Yeah. I mean, even like younger kids. I mean, I feel
absolutely
like.
Absolutely younger kids, yeah.
Biff's age as well will just, you know, flock to buy anything that says Commanders, even though a lot of people like myself don't like the name. It represents winning right now. Now, you brought up an interesting point. You said, which jerseys do you not like?
In my opinion, I'm not a big fan of the black or the road. I feel like the road jersey is kind of bland, and it doesn't have to be that way.
I've never been the biggest fan of the black jerseys. I do think it looks smooth at times. It's never been the biggest thing to me. I love... And I know it was circling around social media, the jersey that Jason Campbell used to wear that was white with a red and a burgundy, or a burgundy and a gold stripe, and it had the R on the helmet with, you know, a feather off the side. And I would love that. And I think they can get back to a feather. I can think they can get back to a spear. They're not going to get back to an R or anything Redskins or that Native American emblem, that logo that was iconic that I loved so much as a kid. They're not going to get back to that. But we've talked about this on the show in the last few months. It feels like this ownership group is committed to the name Commanders, but maybe changing what Commanders means to them rather than from military to something like 1500s, something like 300, something Roman Empire. And I can get behind that. I really can. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Where are you saying, Stubb?
Update from behind the glass. When you said you hated the black uniforms, Biff threw his headset on the on the chest.
Oh, really?
We love the black uniforms over here. I think they're the best uniforms they wear every season.
Yeah, that one hurt.
Why is that?
Dude, it's so sick. I mean, I actually hate the logo, the new logo, the Commanders logo. I'll get behind that. But what the black, all black uniforms, like... In JD5, and like when that they were playing, I think it was Chicago. They had a video, and he came out with his all-black visor, and he had
We completed a Hail Mary in those uniforms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's why they're iconic now, forever.
And that's why I don't want to hear any backlash on those.
But, like, those black uniforms, we look like the freaking Steelers, and that's fine. Six Super Bowls, right? We can be the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it doesn't scream Redskins, Commanders, DC Sports. The black uniform with the gold, that's personally why I don't like it. I'm all in on burgundy and gold. And so that's maybe the younger perspective that you like the black. So what do you think they're going to come up with in the alternate uniform here that will be released on Wednesday?
Well, I agree with you. I think I wish the helmet might have been a little different with the black uniform, but I think it's just so slick. I think they're going to bring that stripe back and the yellow
face on the middle of the helmet?
Yeah. I think they're going to bring the big stripe in the middle of the helmet, and I think the yellow face masks are coming back. I think, unfortunately, they'll keep that logo, and I wouldn't mind the spear or maybe even the throwback R and the Redskins, something like that. But, yeah, I think if I had to pick, I think they're going to go with the stripe and the yellow face mask, which would be cool. I like that.
Yeah. I just wonder how much it matters to people. I mean, I understand this is the perfect opportunity to announce a new alternate, and hopefully it will go back to some of the history that my father and a lot of, you know, our listeners loved when they were winning Super Bowls in the 80s and the 90s. And I think that's what we need. We need a uniform that will, like, close the gap between the generations. Because, Biff, your generation's never seen a Super Bowl. Heck, no. Your generation never even seen a playoff win until this year,
yep.
Right? And so we need a jersey that will kind of bring the John Riggins era with the Jaden Daniels era, and I don't think that's anything that Robert Griffin III was wearing.
No, I don't think so either. But I think this is I think they're doing the right thing. I think they're bringing the younger generation, like you said, because, you know, uniforms are very important to us for some reason. I don't know why, but they're very important to us. If you have sick uniforms, you're probably going to have more fans. I don't know what it is.
I want to know, Biff, have you purchased things that say Commanders since the name changed?
I have one jersey of the Washington Redskins, RG3. That's the only, and I have a bunch of Redskins stuff. But I have no Commander stuff.
See, I think there's a lot of listeners that have not spent since they changed the name, but might be willing to spend this offseason because now's the time. Now is the time to spend some money because it was like, the product was worth watching, right? And now you wanna promote your team. You wanna go out to the bar, go to Capitol Oil House, and wear a Redskins shirt, a Commander's jersey, a hoodie, something, and let people know that that's your team because it's cool once again.
And like,
right?
Who are you gonna wear?
That's how it's changed.
Who are you gonna wear? Carson Wentz? Like, I'm not gonna be out there with a Carson Wentz jersey. Now I got JD5.
Yeah, it's changed completely. I mean, if you outside of a Jaden Daniels jersey though. Who are you going to get right now? Is it Terry McLaurin? Are you waiting for the contract extension to happen for you to go out and get that? Are you going out and getting Mikey Sainer still?
That's my that's, maybe that's the one I option? Consider. Yeah,
that'd be so Mikey sick.
My guy is Frankie Louvu. You got a number 4 jersey Louvu on the back. That would get me fired up. Robert, did I answer your question there?
Yes, 100%.
Any follow-up questions on the jerseys while you got me here?
No, I agree. Like Jaden Daniels or Mikey, those are the guys. You got to sign them because the jerseys are expensive, and I don't want to get a guy who's gone in a year. Mm-hmm. I want him locked up for at least 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, but to you, this Wednesday release is a big deal.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, behind the glass, you guys are both excited? Big deal, little deal?
I'm setting my expectations low. I think I'm barely going to recognize any change at all. So anything above that will be exciting.
The fact that I have already marked it on the calendar should tell you enough. I'm excited to.
Oh, you are?
Oh, I'm locked in. Oh, I'm locked in. I'm excited.
All right. Maybe we'll make a purchase for the studio if they have a new sign or something. Here's the perfect scenario would be they release a new uniform and the helmet is the circle with the R in it. But it's just a W. And then on the outside of that circle is a feather. And it reminds you of the old school days. That would get me fired up. Give me one strip of burgundy, one strip of gold, a white jersey, an all-white jersey, or an all-burgundy jersey. I don't want the black. I know the kids like it. You guys think it looks smooth? You guys think it looks like a Navy SEAL going to get Bin Laden? I don't care. All right? I like the burgundy. I like the gold. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. The Nats, the Caps, the Wiz, the Flying Squirrels, VCU basketball, Virginia Tech football, all things UVA athletics and more. And we're always live and local with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. AUDACY gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. You can drive down to Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck, like our listener Robert did, to grab a beer and a burger and listen to the show. We're live here until 3 p.m. So glad to be back with you here after a week off for Independence Day. Had a ton of fun. Went to the river. Went to Deltaville, went on a few trips, got to see my family, so it really was an awesome July 4th weekend. We've got Stubb running the ones and twos. Hope you had a great July 4th. Biff, our intern for the summer, I know you were at the beach as well. So I did want to tell a quick story here. My highlight of the weekend was the hot dog eating competition, Joey Chestnut's return. My Michael Jordan saying, I'm back for round two, right? And he destroyed the competition. But the reason it was so fun for me, guys, was I went to my girlfriend's friend's lake house with a bunch of people. It was all these amazing drinks and food, hot dogs, hamburgers and stuff. And I pull up my phone right as the hot dog competition starting, and I start watching, and a crowd starts gathering of people that were there that were interested watching on my little phone. And this little, I think like 9-year-old boy was there, and he was blown away by it. He said he'd never seen it before. He'd never even seen somebody eat that many hot dogs. And I was like, I turned him on to Michael Jordan. Like, that was the coolest part, was turning this 9-year-old boy onto Joey Chestnut and explain to him what victory looks like, what greatness is. And I had to explain to him, yeah, I was 9 years old, your age, watching Joey Chestnut, and now I'm 32, and I'm watching Joey Chestnut. He has had this incredible longevity. It's his competition. It doesn't matter what food it is. He is the best major league eater of all time, and we only pay attention once a year on July 4th. But to me, guys, that was the highlight of my weekend, was watching this 9-year-old's face just in amazement, watching Joey Chestnut down over 70 hot dogs. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
I can't get behind the whole hot dog eating. I didn't watch it.
Didn't
watch it.
Dude, you're not American.
You know what I did watch? The chugging of the lemonade or whatever. That was cool.
Joey Chestnut is the single greatest athlete on earth.
There's no way you can call him this athlete.
Look, some people look up to LeBron James. Some look up to Michael Jordan. Then Stubbs got Joey Chestnut.
He won by like 25 dogs. It's not even close.
I know.
It's not even a competition.
That was the greatest part. Was seeing this little kid be like, wait a second, he's up by 20 hot dogs. It's not even close. I know. I was like, yeah, you're watching greatness, kid. Joey Chestnut making his return and winning easily.
What numbers are you dropping?
That was one of the highlights of my weekend.
It's like 10 times the hype of watching Katie Ledecky a whole lap ahead of other people. I know. It's just unbelievable.
You think it's cool when Caitlin Clark hits from the logo? How about when Joey Chestnut does double dogs down the gullet? I mean, come on now. Well, so cool.
How many hot dogs are you downing compared to Joey?
So what is, Stubb, do you know, is it 5 minutes in total? The time like? I think it's 5 minutes in total or so. I think I'm doing 12 hot dogs, probably. Like, I'm getting double digits.
10 minutes.
Because I...
Oh, 10?
Okay, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting like 18.
It's about a dog every 10 seconds, more or less.
Yeah, but I am very excited to announce that for Football Festival at River City Roll, we will have our own... It won't be Major League, because we're in Richmond. It'll be Minor League Eating, a Minor League Eating competition, a Sticky Nug Boneless Buffalo Wings Eating Challenge at Football Festival. Now, Stubb, are you interested in signing up here?
Look, as much as I would love to lose those said hot dogs instantly halfway through eating them at Football Fest, I don't know if that might kill the vibe.
See, here's the thing, is that if it was a hot dog eating contest, I think it'd be kind of gross to see live. But there's something about boneless buffalo and sticky nugs that are like chicken nuggets that I think I could almost get to 50. I mean, honestly,
those
25 in a bucket,
the second best hot dog eater. Oh, wings, right? That's still a lot, though.
Yeah, but it's boneless buffalo wings. They're little nuggets. I mean, when McDonald's came out with the 12 count. I mean, the 20 count. That was like a late night snack. I had one of those.
Okay, I guess I need to see the size of these.
Of the sticky nugs.
Yeah, are they like B-Dub sized or are they like Wendy's nugget sized?
A little bit more like a B-Dub's size. Yeah, I mean they're good breaded. They're solid white meat chicken in there. They're delicious. But I mean I might just sign up just to eat them for fun. But I'm looking forward to that for sure at Football Festival. If you're a listener right now and you think you could win our sticky nug eating competition, send us a tweet at AWOD Radio. So I told you that was the highlight of my weekend. What was the highlight of your July 4th?
So I got to bring my girlfriend for the first time around my family.
This is the first time you're giving your girlfriend a shout out on the radio. Well, clip that stuff.
Chill out. Come on now. my mom's listening. Like, oh man. Listen. So that was a big milestone.
Biff sticking his chest out.
Yeah.
He's like, hey,
wow.
There's an opening for the Nationals general manager. Just so you know, I have a girlfriend.
Hey, you know, I will do probably a better job than Rizzo. Anyways, that's not important.
You got more Riz than Rizzo?
Oh no! Why did we start bringing him onto the new generation slang? You mentioned that earlier, and I looked at Stubb, and I was like, "There's no way he just said that." this is. We'll teach you some more slang, but yeah, we got to launch fireworks at my lake house. It was a lot of fun. Didn't eat any hot dogs. Now I'm kind of disappointed with that whole hot dog eating contest.
What'd you eat? A bunch of burgers?
No, we ate like steak and like potatoes and stuff, and some pizza.
All right, Well, I mean, if it was a good steak, I'm definitely jealous of that. What about you, Stubb? Did you have a highlight of your weekend? Do you want to come out and tell everyone about your smoking hot girlfriend now?
I don't have one to share.
Okay.
I didn't do much. Everyone I knew was out of town. I did hit for the first time a farmer's market in Richmond, and I had a life-changing bagel at a food truck.
Which farmer's market did you go to? The one by Bryan Park?
Yeah, Bryan Park.
Oh, that's one of the best ones,
dude. Yeah, it was great. I'd never been. So fantastic. So many great vendors. Everyone was really nice.
Yeah, I know. And everybody brings their dogs, and it's just a ton of fun. Believe me, I would be there every Saturday if I wasn't doing my Saturday morning show in D.C. It's one of the best things in Richmond, I think, on a Saturday. So I got back to town, and we went out yesterday and bounced around like all of Scott's Edition. Went to Parlay's at one time, went to River City Roll, then went to Ardent. It's just, you know, when it's beautiful out, there's just so much to do here in Richmond. And I know at times it was like overly hot, but I just love drinking a beer out on a patio or something like that, hanging out and enjoying the weekend. But Joey Chestnut made his return, and I loved every second of it. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.